الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الماهر بالقرآن مع السفرة الكرام البررة والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله تعالى يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders and friends, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has given each and every one of us the greatest bounty that anyone can ever possess on the surface of this earth, and that is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whichever bounty a person possesses, a person enjoys, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Allah says, every bounty that you enjoy, then understand that this bounty is solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a bounty that is very unique. Unique in the sense that every other bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, those bounties are the makhluk and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is a person's health, whether it is a person's wealth, a person's family, person's business, those are all the creation, the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one unique ni'mat and gift. And that gift is the kalamullah. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran is not the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran is not the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the Holy Quran, this has emanated directly from the Dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ This Quran came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Tanzeel means this Quran came down gradually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who brought it? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ رُوحُ الْأَمِينَ referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. He brought this Quran directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where? To who? عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ This Quran was revealed to the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given ordinary people like us the privilege and the advantage and the opportunity of reciting that kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which emanated directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great ni'mat this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we have revealed this Quran and we have taken the responsibility of preserving and protecting this Quran till the day of Qiyamah. How will Allah protect the Quran? Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ أَيْ فِي قُلُوبِ أَوْلِيَائِنَا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the hearts of the Hufaz, of those who memorize the Holy Quran. Allah will use those hearts. And Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi says that we will preserve the Quran. Allah says, we'll preserve the Quran. How we will preserve it? By means of the hearts of our friends. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen to memorize the Holy Quran. So respected elders and friends, this is a very great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This holy Quran, this kalamullah, that a person, and we don't even realize such a great ni'mat this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a young child, just recently we heard also one voice note of a child who was, but that child, Allah ta'ala had blessed a child, 6-year-old child, and the child is correct, is when a person recites the ayat of the Holy Quran, that child will mention which surah it is in, what's the ayat number. The mu'jiza, and this is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility to preserve this Quran right till the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah awsini, that O Nabi of Allah, give me some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ. That O Abu Dharr, hold firm unto taqwa, hold firm unto the fear of Allah, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah is so unique, that if a person fears a creation, a person fears a thief, a person fears an animal, that person will run away from that animal. Person will run away from the thief. But the fear of Allah is so unique that the more you fear Allah, the more closer you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, O Abu Dharr, hold steadfast onto taqwa, onto the fear of Allah, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the essence of everything. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, zidni, O Nabi of Allah, increase me and give me more advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكَ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ فَإِنَّهُ نُورٌ لَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَذُخْرٌ لَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That O Abu Dharr, hold firm onto the tilawat of the Holy Quran. Hold firm onto the recitation of the Holy Quran. Because O Abu Dharr, this Quran is a nur and a light for you on this earth. And this Quran is a dhukhr, it is a dhakira, it is a treasure for you. It is an investment for you in the skies. Quran is full of barakat. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. This Quran is full of blessings. In fact, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that when a person recites the Holy Quran, then he must make this intention that, O Allah, give me the barakat of this Holy Quran. Bless me with the barakat of this Holy Quran and the blessings of this Holy Quran in my entire life. We know jealousy is something that is detested, it is prohibited. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حسد إلا فثنتين. That hasad and jealousy is not permitted except in two people's cases. رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار. One is that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with the Holy Quran. And this person stands by the Quran and he is with the Quran the entire day and the entire night. Such a person one should envy. And the second person Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ آنَا اللَّيْلِ وَآنَا النَّهَارِ. That person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with dunya, with wealth. And that person, he has all that wealth, but he spends that wealth throughout the day and throughout the night. So ulama explained, one is that if jealousy was permissible in these two people's cases, and the other explanation, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah mentioned, is Fazal Amal. That the other explanation is that hasad and jealousy is meant to be ghibta, which means emulation. When a person is jealous of someone, then a person wants that the ni'mat must be taken away from that person. But here, ghibta is a person admires that person, and he also wants to become like that person. If a person has the Holy Quran, he's reciting it the entire day and night. If a person is blessed with wealth, and he spends his wealth day and night, this is such a person that we should envy and we should try and emulate such a person. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, اِقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. That recite the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an. Because this Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah will intercede for the person who recites the Qur'an. One narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. That fasting and Quran, they both will intercede for a servant on the day of Qiyamah. Fasting will say, يا رب إني منعته الطعام والشراب بالنهار فشفعني فيه. That oh Allah, during the day, I kept this person away from food and drink. So Allah, accept my intercession on this person's behalf. And the Quran will say, Ya Rabbi, inni mana'tuhu an-nawma bil-layl, fashaffi'ni fihi. That, oh Allah, I stopped this person from sleeping at night. Why? He was engaged in reciting me the Quran. فَيُشَفَّعَانَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that both their intercession, the intercession of the fast and the intercession of the Quran, will be accepted in favor of this person on the day of Qiyamah. Respected elders and friends, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of this Quran, elevates the status of many people. Allah gives many people honor. وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces many people also by means of this Quran. So it is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he appointed Nafi' ibn Abdul Harith rahmatullah alayhi as the governor of Makkah Mukarramah. So on one occasion, Nafi ibn Abdul Harith came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to discuss some matters. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, O Nafi, you came here to me now. Man ista'malta ala ahli Makkah? That you came to visit me now to discuss some matters. Who have you appointed as a governor? Who have you appointed as the Amir in your place at the moment in Makkah Mukarramah? So he replied, that I appointed Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Abzi, who was a slave. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, تَسْتَعْمِنُ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْمَوَالِ عَلَىٰ قُرَيْشِ That how can you appoint an ordinary slave as a governor, as an Amir, over such noble people that are the Quraysh? You have to keep their status in mind. So Nafi' ibn Abdul Harith rahimahullah said, he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said, إِنِّي لَمْ أَدَعْ أَحَدًا خَلْفِي أَقْرَأَ لِلْقُرْآنِ مِنْهُ He says, when I left Makkah Mukarramah, I did not leave anyone behind who was more well-versed in the Holy Qur'an than Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Abzi, whereas he is a slave. Thereafter, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu repeated this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, yes, correct. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ That by virtue of this Qur'an, Allah will grant izzat and honor to many people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of this Qur'an, will disgrace others. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some special people. So to say, the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bila tashbih. So Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah, who are the special people? The household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man hum ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Qur'an. The people of the Qur'an. They are the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum ahlullahi wa khasatuh. They are the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and friends, we have to make an effort, we have to take our time to make the Qur'an our companion. Today, unfortunately, we have devices. So much of time is spent on those devices that we hardly get time to recite the Holy Qur'an. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ On the day of Qiyamah, is the companion of the Qur'an. It will be told to him, the person who always is with the Qur'an, it will be told to him, اِقْرَأْ وَرْقَ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا It will be told to him that continue reciting the Qur'an, and as you recite the Qur'an, continue ascending the stages of Jannah, because your manzil and your stage in Jannah will be on the last ayat that you recite. Whatever Qur'an you recite, that last ayat that you recite, that will be your stage in Jannah. So how honored is a person who makes the Qur'an his companion? How honored is a person who recites the Qur'an abundantly? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, لَوْ أَنَّ قُلُوبَنَا طَهُرَتْ مَا شَبِعْنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا He says, if only our hearts were pure, if only our hearts were pure, we will never get satiated, we will never get enough of the entire Quran, of the recitation of the Quran. If only our hearts are pure, we will not get enough of the recitation of the Holy Quran. In other words, any time that we get, we will be reciting the Quran. But unfortunately, our situation is that our hearts are polluted. Our hearts are polluted with all the sin and all those vices. That is why it has become a barrier for us to recite the Holy Quran. There is no enjoyment. A person recites the Quran, it is a bodge. This recitation of the Holy Quran, it is as if something difficult. It is a burden on a person to recite the Holy Quran. Whereas the Holy Quran is supposed to be such that a person enjoys reciting the Holy Quran. We know that famous incident in Fazal-e Amal, it is mentioned, Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when they were both guarding a mountain pass upon the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. So these two Sahaba said, look, let us split the night. Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu anhu said, I will stay the first night awake. And he told Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, you stay the second night awake, the second half of the night awake. So he's part of security. He started performing salah. And whilst he was performing salah, it's a lengthy incident, but it is mentioned that one of the kuffar from far saw something, but they were not sure whether it's a tree, it's an animal, it's a human. So that kafir, the disbeliever, he shot an arrow. He shot an arrow and that arrow hit Sayyidina Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu anhu whilst he was performing salah. He was so engrossed in his salah, he didn't bother about that arrow. The second arrow hit him while he was performing salah. Then too, he didn't bother, he didn't break his salah. And the third arrow hit him while he was performing his salah. That's when he decided that he should wake up his companion, Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because out of fear that if he has to pass away, then the enemy will harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after three arrows shot him and blood was oozing out of his body, he wakes up his companion Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu sees him in this condition. He says, Halla aiqadtani fi awwal as-sahm. Then why didn't you wake me up as soon as the first arrow shot you? He said, what can I tell you? He said, قَدْ بَدَأْتُ بِسُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ أَقْطَعَهَا. I was reciting Surah Kahf and I was enjoying Surah Kahf to such an extent that I felt it difficult to now break my salah and break the surah and to cut off and what you say, end my salah in the middle of the surah. But then I thought about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's safety, and that's when I broke my salah. So this is the enjoyment Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in they had when they recited the Holy Quran. So our hearts have to become pure. Now the month of Ramadan is approaching us. And that is the month of Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is a month of Quran. But we don't expect now the month of Ramadan to come, then only we open our Quran. From now we should take our time daily. And recite the Holy Quran. Now Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he mentions that it is the right of the Holy Quran. It is the right, minimum right of the Holy Quran that it be recited twice at least in 1 year. This is the minimum right of the Holy Quran. So we should try and start. It's not too late. If a person is not reading at all, then start with half page, one page, whatever it is. Set a target, maybe every salah, before every salah, after every salah. But take out this time to recite the Holy Quran. This is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, that this Quran is not the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allama Shatibi rahimahullah in his famous kitab has written over there regarding the Holy Quran. He says, وَخَيْرُ جَلِيسٍ لَا يُمَلُّ حَدِيثُهُ وَتَرْدَادُهُ يَزْدَادُ فِيهِ تَجَمُّلًا. That this Quran is the best companion. This Quran is the best companion. And when a person recites the Quran, he will never get tired reciting the Holy Quran. وَتَرْدَادُهُ يَزْدَادُ فِيهِ تَجَمُّلًا. And the more a person repeats the Holy Quran, the more a person recites the Quran frequently, the more he reads the Quran, this will increase the beauty of the recitation. Person will not get tired by reciting the Holy Quran. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to take out the time daily. Allah ta'ala must make us from Ahlul Quran, from the people who are the people of the Quran. who regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahleena min al-Nas, they are the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we even make our children kuffar of the Holy Quran. Because that person whose child will be a hafid of the Holy Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that crown on the day of Qiyamah. That bright crown on the day of Qiyamah. And the Holy Quran, Al-Mahiru bil-Quran ma'a safarati al-kiram al-barara. That person who excels with recitation of the Holy Quran, and that person who masters the entire Quran, that person he will be with a noble malaika. وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَتَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ. That person who recites the Holy Quran, recites the Quran, he stutters, he finds difficulty, وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقٌ. It is difficult for him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَهُ أَجْرَانَ. For such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him two rewards. One reward for the recitation of the Holy Quran, and one reward for the difficulty that this person endures. So we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us an environment. The Holy Quran, it demands from us that one, we have to understand the message of the Holy Quran. And for understanding the message of the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, we're having a tafsir that takes place, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, every morning in our masjid. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from this tafsir, where we will understand the Holy Quran. And then to correct our recitation, we have so many ulama ikram, we have so many huffaz, send our children to the madaris, and then Mondays and Thursdays, Mawlana is reminding me that we have lessons for the adults. It's not too late for a person to learn the Holy Quran. So ulama ikram, our qurra, taking our time daily, weekly. So we should try and fit ourselves into these lessons, so that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that we are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy to meet us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.